אנגלית, שאלון ד', מודיול D, גרסה א', חורף תשעין 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the book review below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Understanding your pet. Many studies show that pets improve the health and happiness of their owners. But do pet owners keep their animals healthy and happy too? Based on her professional experience, veterinarian Jill Turner thinks that very often they don't. Her new book, Animal Friends, aims to change this situation by helping people understand their pets' needs. One chapter, for example, offers advice about every aspect of a pet's health, including how to recognize signs of illness. This is especially important if you own an exotic pet, like an iguana or an African parrot. While dogs and cats tend to let their owners know when there is a problem, many exotic pets do not. As Dr. Turner explains, these creatures normally live in the wild, where sick animals are often killed by predators. Therefore, their survival depends on not showing signs of disease. They continue this behavior even when they are taken out of their natural environment and kept as pets. Of course, this makes it very difficult to see when they are in need of medical care. Another section of the book is devoted to discipline, and here too you will find lots of useful advice. According to Dr. Turner, punishment is usually not the best way to get an animal to behave properly. For instance, a dog that barks continuously might be suffering from stress. Punishing it will only increase the stress, making the problem worse. In any case, she writes, rewarding an animal for good behavior produces better results than punishing it when it behaves badly. In addition to all the helpful information, Dr. Turner presents many surprising facts. Did you know that dog food can be dangerous for cats? Or that fish have a much better memory than most people think? An informative book that is written in a clear and entertaining style, Animal Friends is worth reading even if you don't have a pet. And if you do, it will undoubtedly help you improve your animal's quality of life. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the book review. In questions 4, 6, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn from lines 1 to 5? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. What care a pet needs. 2. How veterinarians help pets. 3. Why it is good to own a pet. 4. Which pets the book is about. 5. Why the book was written. 6. Why Dr. Turner became a veterinarian. 2. Complete the sentence. In lines 6 to 13, Dr. Turner explains why exotic pets don't 3. Complete the sentence. In lines 6 to 13, a comparison is made between and 4. The example of the barking dog is given to show that Lines 14 to 19. 1. Dogs are usually not punished. 2. Punishment doesn't always work. 3. Most pets don't suffer from stress. 4. Barking is not a serious problem. 5. According to Dr. Turner, what is the best way to get a pet to behave properly? Lines 14 to 19. 6. What does the writer of the review explain in lines 20 to 24? 1. Why he likes the book. 2. Why people should own pets. 3. 3. Which pets need the most care? 4. Which parts of the book are most useful? 7. The phrase, if you do, in lines 23 and 24 means, 1. If you read the book. 2. If you use the information. 3. If you have a pet. 4. If you take care of your pet. 8. How will the book help you improve your animal's quality of life? Line 24. Give one answer. Base your answer on lines 1 to 13. Complete the sentence. It will teach you to... Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 100 to 120 words in English on the following topic. 9. Your school newspaper has asked readers to write on the following topic. What object or activity is especially important to you? Write a passage for the newspaper. Choose an object or activity you consider very important and describe the role it plays in your life. You may relate to one or more of the following. When, where, and or how often you use the object or do the activity. Why the object or activity is so important to you. How your life would be different without the object or activity. Use this page and the next, pages 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.